The 11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now. Now, Tausch, you as a member of the radio broadcast team, obviously know way more about Badger football than I do, former player, everything else. But I do have some pretty good sources in terms of what to expect from Jeff Grimes. I have our friend Lance Leipold, the head coach at Kansas, who had him as his offensive coordinator last year. And one of my good buddies, Chris Stiles, played at Kansas, loves the Jayhawks, is really mad at our alma mater that he lost his offensive coordinator that he liked so much. But we're happy to have him, and we're happy to have him on our show right now. It is Jeff Grimes, the new Badgers offensive coordinator, on Wilde and Tausch. Coach Grimes, how are you today?
Great. How are y'all?
Well, I'm doing better than my buddy Chris Stiles. He's not happy to have lost you as a former Kansas player. So thanks for pissing him off, and thanks for joining us. We're glad about it.
Glad I can help. You know, one of my gifts is pissing people off.
Hey, Tausch has the same gift. That's amazing.
Goes with the position.
Yeah, something like that. How are you settling in? How's the spring going for you? Catch us up from when you joined the staff to now, how the process has gone for you.
A lot's happened since then. It's been great. You know, I can't talk enough about the players' eagerness and willingness to learn and work and be coached in an entirely new system, learn a new language, and then most importantly, come out here and work hard and you know, try to be the kind of players that we know we need and the fans are looking for to bring Wisconsin back.
So, Coach Grimes, what is the biggest thing that you've noticed so far? Because I think a lot of times the culture of Wisconsin and the locker room and everything else, is there anything that has surprised you about when you first got there? Is it been exactly what you expected, or is it better than what you even thought?
I guess the only thing, not a surprise necessarily, you know, and I certainly had some foreknowledge of the team and the culture and knew that we would have hardworking, tough kids. I played against Wisconsin twice in my career at previous stops, and so I kind of knew what to expect, but I think, the thing I've been most pleased with is just what I mentioned before. The players have been unbelievably not only eager, but antsy to learn. You know, like we're leaving a Friday walkthrough and they're asking for, you know, what are the plays going to be? Or a better example would be a Wednesday walkthrough, and they're asking what are the plays going to be on a Friday, you know, or a Tuesday, and they're wanting to know what's going to go in on Thursday and wanting us to get the scripts to them so they can start reviewing them. So just really taking ownership of the offense themselves.
So from the time you've gotten here to now, I guess what are fans going to be seeing that's going to look a lot different than what we saw the last two seasons under a different offensive coordinator?
Well, I think just an overall change in style. You know, I've been a part of all types of offenses in the past, and so when I say we're not going to be what a typical college offense would be or what a typical college spread offense would be, I would just note the difference between what that looks like and what an NFL-style offense looks like, which is what I would say we are. We try to emulate NFL teams in the way that they play. And so, you know, some of those differences are you're primarily huddling instead of going no huddle, up tempo. We do have the ability to do that, and certainly will do that. But for the most part, we'll huddle. We'll play with a pretty big variety of personnel grouping. So you see one tight end on the field, two tight ends, two receivers, two backs, one tight end, two receivers, three tight ends. You'll see a variety of personnel groupings. And then then as we approach the line of scrimmage, I think you'll see a variety in formations, pre-snap movement, shifts and motions, that sort of thing. And I think all of that just, you know, is a little bit different style than maybe what they've grown accustomed to.
Talking with Badgers offensive coordinator Jeff Grimes on Wilde and Tausch. All right, Jeff, not only do I spend every day talking to a former Badgers and NFL offensive lineman, but as I get ready for my 30th year of covering the Packers, the offensive line group is always my favorite group, right? It all starts up front for you offensively. Like they're an important piece. They don't get all the glory, but they're really vital. You have such a offensive line background, and Wisconsin has such a great offensive line history, including this knucklehead that I talk to every day. I'm curious, how vital is that in your system? How different are we going to see the offensive line play than it did in the previous system? What are we looking at there? Because that, I know, is an area that is near and dear to your heart, having played it and having coached it a lot.
Well, certainly, I think any system starts with what you can do up front. You know, the little guys can't do their jobs if the big guys don't do theirs first. And so it should be the primary point of emphasis in any system. However, in many nowadays, it feels like it hasn't been that way. But I think if you're going to play in the style of system that we want to play in, you're asking a lot more of the linemen. Not only are you asking more of them in terms of actually achieving their objective, getting their guys blocked, but the ways that they'll block people, there'll be a greater variety, greater volume on their part, just in terms of types of runs, volume of protections. And so the ask of them is higher than it has been, but I think they want that. And so they've been really, really eager as well. And have done a great job really accepting everything that we've asked from them. But I think you'll just see when you do that you get more of them. You know, no one rises to low expectations. And so the more you ask of them, I think the more that they'll give.
I would disagree. On this show, we definitely rise to low expectations. That's kind of our thing. Jeff, I'm curious. you've coached in college for a really, really long time now. I'm wondering how different the process is. You've moved from schools, you've installed offenses, but now in the NIL transfer portal era, harder, easier, or just different as you try to implement your system, new quarterback that wasn't here last, like what's the process like? Is it different now?
Yeah, I think it is. I think you look a little bit more short-term when you look at your roster and you're building your team. And you have to be ready for change at any moment. And those changes can be a net gain or a net loss. And, you know, it's a little bit like claiming a guy off the waiver wires in the NFL. You know, if you lose a guy, then you got to go get a guy. And, you know, the negative is you could lose a guy at any point in time. The positive is at least now there's a system in place for us to go replace him and to go get a guy to put in that spot. Or if we, you know, have an injury or come out of spring ball and feel like this particular position hasn't quite met expectations, at least there's a place that you can go to. The issue is after spring in particular, you know, it's hard because they haven't had the advantage of learning the offense and getting accustomed to their teammates during the spring. And so it's a short-term turnaround when you do that.
Jeff, how has your quarterback position kind of shook out? Obviously, you know, Billy Edwards, has he been everything that you've hoped for? Is picking up everything is what you're trying to get done?
Yeah, Billy's been great. The whole room has been great. Kenny Guyton's done a great job, a tremendous job coaching those guys. And you know, from day one and really in the interview process, one of the things that impressed me about Kenny was his passion for leadership. And he has instilled that in that position, their command of the offense, their presence in the huddle. And that's everything from getting the culture right to getting a formation right. But Billy's certainly been at the top of that. And, yeah, he's been everything that I expected he would be and, you know, maybe even a little bit more in terms of his preparation. I mean, he's like a pro in terms of how he how he views his readiness from day to day.
Jeff, any of the, you know, I guess portal guys that have come in that Badger fans should be really excited about that you've seen? We talked about Edwards, but any other players that you think have really had a great spring that Badger fans are going to be excited to see in the spring showcase coming up next week?
I'll provide some incentive to the fans, and they should show up and see for themselves. How about that? I hate to single
That's
anybody out. I think all of our guys are doing a great job.
All right. That's a very, very diplomatic answer. That's
fantastic. Tease.
Can you, the tease for next week.
Not
can
my
you
first
kind
rodeo.
Of tell us because, exactly. Spring games have been, you know, some teams have canceled them. We saw Colorado trying to get it. What are we, besides finding out who those guys are going to be, can you give us a little taste of what that spring showcase next Saturday is going to look like for all the fans that are going to come out?
Well, I've always viewed it as a coach that it's another opportunity for us as a staff to find out about our players. You know, just with the rate of injury nowadays, and the limitations that we have by the NCAA, there are only so many times that you really get to see guys go live, and you just find out something more about players. I think something significantly stronger when you actually say, okay, this is live. This is a scrimmage. It's not just inside run. It's not just 7-on-7. This is not just a team drill. This is real here, and players are going to get tackled, and if you don't do your job, then it's going to be really bad for our team and somebody might get hurt. And so you find some guys who rise to the occasion and you find some guys who don't, aren't quite ready for the moment. And, you know, I think when you say it's a game, it's the spring game, even though it's not a game that counts in your record book, I still think that heightens either their anxiety or their willingness to go out and be a dude that shows up when more people are there watching.
All right, Jeff, we appreciate you making time for us after practice. I did text with Lance before you came on, and obviously I know you guys still have a good relationship. I am curious when I look at your resume before we let you go. Texas A&M, Boise State, Arizona State, BYU, Colorado, Auburn, Virginia Tech, LSU, BYU, Baylor. I mean, you've been everywhere, man. How does Madison hit
Johnny
you?
Cash. yeah,
that was my Johnny Cash reference. I'm glad you got that.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, I certainly did. Yeah, I grew up on Johnny Cash. You know, I love the town, great college town, great food, which is a high priority for me. My wife says I still eat like a lineman, and, you know, there are some things that just don't change. But I think the culture here, the vibe here is one that's really cool and, you know, one that I think college players are excited about being a part of. So it's a good city to recruit to and certainly one that I'm looking forward to seeing on game day.
There's some pretty good food cities on your previous stops. Are you adjusting to, like, cheese curds and fish fries, or what exactly is the food component been for you?
Yeah, I like anything, but certainly have enjoyed. Yeah, you probably couldn't name a food that I don't like, but the cheese curds and availability of quality at a high level has been more than what I expected. How about that?
That sounds good, and we hope your offense is more than you expected as well, and we look forward to you unveiling it at the spring game. Thanks for making time for us, Coach. We appreciate you a ton.
Hey, you got it, guys. Thanks.
That is Wisconsin offensive coordinator Jeff Grimes. You will be able to see the Badgers next Saturday, a week from tomorrow, at the spring, spring showcase?
Showcase. Yeah,
I feel like
showcase.
That sounds like a dance competition or something. It is a spring game. They will go live, he said.
Oh, they did. Okay, great. That'll
Isn't
be
that
fantastic.
What he said when you said tell guys that go
that.
Live, they're gonna go.
I think there's going to be. I think there's always dialogue, but one of the things that I've noticed, I've been over to, I think, one or two practices so far. I'm going to get over there again this weekend. The thing that I've noticed, you're seeing a lot of starters, potential starters, getting a lot of work. And I think that is getting accustomed to what is happening. And that is also a factor of there's a lot of new players that need to learn what is going on so that you go into fall camp locked and loaded and ready to go.
I'm curious. I don't know how things work. I've never been a UW employee per se. Does that make Jeff Grimes automatically a member of UW Credit Union? Or does he
well,
have to
if he's
join
not,
like
he should be. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Proudly serving Wisconsin for over 90 years, they're going to help you reach your financial goals. And people always ask me, well, T, why did you join UW Credit Union? Is it to keep your banking local? Well, yes. Is it the member-first service? Absolutely. Is it the great perks like early payday? Yeah, I like that too. But honestly, love those debit cards, credit cards. I got Bucky. You can't say no to that beautiful face. If you love Wisconsin like I do, you can't just pay with anything else. Fandom makes us do crazy things, but man, this just makes sense. And I'll tell you what, we got some fun stuff. Did a little bit of content. Took my buddy Riley Yauch with me for one. I can't wait to release what that's going to look like. Become a UW Credit Union member like myself. Get your Bucky card. Federally insured by NCUA. Terms do apply.
Bucky, that rascal.
Youngster.
That beautiful
also
face.
Also a rascal.
I played Frasier Crane in, I'm just going to give you a little snippet. I played Frasier Crane in potentially one of these situations with Riley.
And,
so.
And for those of us under 45, what does that mean?
Love well, cheers. Always a timely reference. And of course, Frasier. Followed after cheers. All right. Thanks to Jeff Grimes. That was some interesting stuff about this Badgers offense. Can't wait to see it unveiled. We will get to more next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
I say, hey, I'll be gone today.
Thanks again to Jeff Grimes. If you're a Badgers fan and you missed that conversation, you can find it on the YouTube channel, all where you get your podcasts, Wisconsin On Demand, everything that you need, you can find it there. All right, so I asked him about offensive line, and obviously the times that we have gone away from the Barry Alvarez blueprint, we have seen Wisconsin have some challenges. Fair? Whether it was with Gary Anderson or in the last offensive coordinator regime with Phil Longo, do you think that this will start up front with the guys like you, one, and two, do you think it'll resemble something more similar to what we are accustomed to with the NFL pro-style offense flair to it, but more effective running the football and better offensive line fits?
I think this is going to be it's going to look a lot more like what we're accustomed to seeing. And he mentioned it with two backs in the backfield and with tight ends, two, three tight sets. You're going to see more multiple personnel. You're going to see more under center. You'll see a lot of things that I think Badger fans, especially in yesteryear, will appreciate. But the bottom line is, and I think where you know Phil Longo has taken a lot of grief with the system and how things have played out, and that was because it wasn't as productive as we wanted, it still will come down to can we move people? Is the group up front going to be able to get the job done and set up all of the other things that offensive coordinators get excited about? But listening to Jeff Grimes in the past and listening to him what he just said with us, it's going to come back to, winning your stuff. You're going to put guys in position to move people and to block people. And this will be a throwback to those days. It's not going to be exactly what I think the Barry Alvarez era. You know, you have to do more things. You have to be more multiple. You have to be more explosive. But the core of what Wisconsin football is, I think you've seen a move to that more than what you did when Luke Fickell first arrived. I don't think there's going to be any question about that, and you'll see that next Saturday if you're willing, if you're free. Head on out, and as Jeff Grimes said, there are a lot of new players, especially on the defensive side of the ball, but there's a lot of new players that you're going to see, and there's noticeable differences, I'll put it that way, from what we saw, especially at the end of last season, to what we're going to see next week.
So one of my favorite clips of Barry Alvarez is from the Great Dane Huddle.
Search committees hire me.
No, that's a great one, or you better get your tickets now, because pretty soon you won't be able to. But he's talking about, who's the running back? Was he from Arizona State? He's in the draft now. He's the fullback that kept getting the ball over and over and over and over and over again in that game last fall. And he said, if I'd have been coaching, we might not have thrown a single pass in the second half. Those days, you can't live that way anymore, right? Like, in the Barry Alvarez era, you could. You can't really play that way. So, but something
against,
closer
against
to
high-end competition, no. But I think the goal is that you will be able to dictate how you want to play. And I think in the past, maybe that hasn't been the case. This, I think for Wisconsin, and what I think we've always hung our hat on, is that our five up front, and we add tight ends and everybody else, we will find ways to move the football on the ground. Not every play, but that is your bedrock of how you run an offense, and that makes everything easier for everybody else. And we saw that last year with the Green Bay Packers. That was their bedrock. Duo block, all that stuff. So it'll be interesting to see where we're at, how much depth we have at running back. There's a lot of questions that still have to be answered. There's no doubt about that.
The Badgers renovating their offense under Jeff Grimes, and you could have a chance to renovate your bathroom for free if you win Tausch's Ugly Crappy Bathroom Sweepstakes. I don't think that's the official title, with Kohler Services.
Yeah, if you think that your shower needs to be remodeled, needs to have some refurbishments, it's one of the ugliest, upload a photo of it. Get it over to goodkarmabrands.com/Wisconsin contest for a chance to win a free shower remodel. Yeah, you heard me right. One lucky fan is going to win a free shower remodel from Kohler Services. We talked about Kohler Services for years now. Luxury brand, great Wisconsin company. And now you get a chance not only to get a free bathroom, you also get consultation on the design. You get it demolished and removed, and you get that installation of a brand-new Kohler Lugstone shower. You can upload your photo again by April 30th to goodkarmabrands.com/Wisconsin contest for your chance to win a brand-new Kohler shower in your house. And it's simple, again, all you do to get a free shower, send that photo over to goodkarmabrands.com/Wisconsin contest.
Tausch, you up to speed on how QR codes work?
No, I'm not.
So on our screen,
I always struggle. I end up taking photos of it, and then it doesn't work.
So what we have here on our video stream, when you do this live read every day, and then we share it a few times as well throughout the course of the show, there's a QR code that you can scan here on the Wildy and Tausch video stream. And so you can go to the website or on your phone, wherever you are, you can scan this QR code, and that'll get you right to the landing page where you can enter to win this contest. How about that? Nice and easy.
The contest runs for the rest of the month. Make sure you scan that QR code. Tausch doesn't have to scan it. He can just tell you about it. But I think that's more realistic. Whoa Nelly is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
see you sober if I'm breathing. Race it to the moon.
Before we get to Wonelli, we must pick a trivia winner for this week. Good job remembering, Jesse.
Yeah, we don't always remember around here to do this kind of thing, but we remember this week. Everybody has three entries except for Mark in Mount Pleasant from earlier this week. Who played the?
What about the person who you helped them get the answer right? Juan.
And Juan has three entries.
Okay. Would have only had two if not for you.
There are a lot of chips in here. And what do you know? The only person without three entries, Mark in Mount Pleasant, wins Wildy and Tausch trivia. Chip number two. Nicely done, Mark.
He only got one right, if I recall correctly. That's how he ended up with only two entries.
He knew enough about Wildy and Tausch to get us.
Proof that you can still win even if you don't have the maximum entries. Time now for Wonelli.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back five of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Wonelli
on Wildy and Tausch.
Just one quick story for Wonelli today that I wanted to make sure all of us Packers fans and those who follow the team are caught up on. Former number one wide receiver Alan Lazard is staying with the New York Jets, agreeing to a pay cut, which reduces from what could have been up to an $11 million deal this year, down to $2.25 million to remain with the New York Jets.
Hmm.
Guys, your thoughts on Alan Lazard?
I think Lazard
and his new contract.
Lazard should be happy that he's in the NFL, and that he would have had there been more offers, he would have just gotten cut and went and done it. So I give him credit, him and his team, for being smart to kind of maneuver his way and find a role. Alan Lazard can be a really good role playing wideout for you. He's physical. He's tough. I don't want him having to be one of the main guys, though. And I think that's what this scenario reflects.
This will be Alan Lazard's eighth NFL season.
Yeah,
undrafted out of Iowa State. He has caught in his NFL career 229 passes. 60 of those came in 2022 when he was indeed the Green Bay Packers' number one wide receiver.
Yeah.
But he has 27 career touchdown catches, including six last season with Aaron Rodgers in New York. He has carved out a very good, productive, financially lucrative NFL career from humble beginnings.
A good career, period, fin. You could say financially, he's had a good career.
Yeah.
Especially with the expectations. So for Jesse to be as churlish as he just was, this is another great example of what he would say virtually and what he would say if Alan Lazard is on the tailgate tour, which he will be at some point in his life.
No.
Jesse will be up there saying, oh, Alan, you are so good. I loved how you blocked.
Alan Lazard is not going to get invited to the tailgate tour.
You did such a great job for Aaron Jones back in the early 2020s. This is a great example of that right there.
I would say, hey, Alan Lazard, you were great as a Packers number three wide receiver.
No, you wouldn't. You know you wouldn't.
He was an above-average number three wide receiver. Yeah.
You wouldn't say that. Then you know you wouldn't.
I just love that you dropped the churlish on him. Why don't you drop...
that's what he was being. Very
churlish. He was. Mean-spirited, to be sure. Why don't you drop on us a little bit of knowledge about the Hard Rock Casino in Rockford?
Oh, I'm excited. I love this new partnership. The new Hard Rock Casino Rockford features over 175,000 square feet of gaming and entertainment space, including more than 1,300 slot machines, 50 live table games, a sports book, and a rock shop. And for all of us that love watching golf, especially the majors, it's a great spot to be. And if you're hungry, guests can enjoy diverse dining options at the Hard Rock Cafe, Council Oak Steak and Seafood, Bricked Italian Kitchen, the Noodle Bar, Street Tacos, and constant grind. Head on down. Again, it's right off of Highway 90 on your way, right on the left-hand side of the road if you're coming from the greater Madison area. Got that big old guitar, purple and yellow neon lights flashing, welcoming you over to the Rockford Casino. It's a premier entertainment destination just off of I-90, located in Rockford, Illinois.
Feel Good What's Friday, so painted by Holman Lindsay so Paints. I'm just a happy person. I just like to smile.
Are you?
I am.
Really?
I'm a very happy person,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Feel
Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints, wraps up the week next with a special guest. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Welcome to the 2025 NFL Draft on ESPN Radio.
The NFL Draft is now underway.
Live from historic Lambeau Field in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
With the first pick.
Thursday, April 24th on ESPN Radio, ESPN, and on ABC.
Born and raised under the rain and a western wind, felt the weight. Try to live up to the say I am. Is it any wonder? Shame comes calling my first.
It is Feel Good Friday. Painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. And for the last couple weeks, I've been telling you about how Verizon's got the ultimate draft experience planned with the Road to the Draft sweepstakes, and how I'm headed to my Verizon store today, even though I'm ineligible for the contest to get new phones. Well, Verizon's got a lot more going on, including this really great initiative to help our veterans and military families. Joining us now from Verizon, it is Andy Brady, Verizon Market President. Andy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Jason, Mark, good to see you.
We are. Oh, you got your Masters shirt on. You're ready for the Masters. Love it. I am curious. Tell us. Oh, and the cup as well.
Andy, who do you got? You think Justin Rose is going to hang on here? What do you think? How do you see this weekend shaking out?
Jesse,
you. But on my screen, right here, he's on Amen Corner right now. So, I think it's going to be a hard weekend for him to hold up, but I think that the score is going to be really low today, and I anticipate an incredible tournament, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, I can't wait till you and Tausch play some golf together. I think you guys need to get that on the calendar.
I'm going to tell you right now, Mason Crosby and I just had this conversation. I'm going to bring you, you and Mark, you and I will be the heavies. You and I against Mason. We'll play best ball against Mason. He just plays his own ball. I think that's the deal right there.
Yeah, I'm on board with that. Yeah. Let's
Tausch
do it
is
at Augusta.
16, if you
Can we
heard.
Set that up, Andy? Let's get down to Augusta and play that.
Well, I don't know if I can get down to Augusta, but certainly we can set that up for sure. That's a guarantee.
Let's do it.
So, Andy, we've been talking about the sweepstakes, which is an awesome thing for fans and an opportunity for them to be at the draft here in Green Bay. But we wanted to have you on for Feel Good Friday because, you know, on this show, a lot of times we sarcastically say to each other, thank you for your service, because this is not a hard job, right? What we do is it's like playing in the toy department. And we have a lot of veterans who listen to the show, and we are authentically thankful for their service. But Verizon is putting its money where its mouth is, along with ForgiveCo. So help us understand what you guys have going on alongside ForgiveCo to help our veterans and our military families.
Yeah, thank you so much for bringing it up. You know, I'll tell you, we have Verizon has about 8,000 veterans that work for us, and each one of us have veterans that are in there, a part of our families. We, along with Green Bay Packers and ForgiveCo, have made this decision to wipe away debt, specifically health care debt for veterans across the state of Wisconsin. We announced our partnership with Mark Murphy, and I announced our partnership on Tuesday or Wednesday. And at that point in time, we wrote a check for $1 million to wipe away veteran debt leading up to the draft. And then to further add to that, the next 2 years, for every win that the Packers have, we're going to give another $100,000 away. So if they win 10 games, that's another $1 million. this year. If they win 8 games, we're going to pay $1 million. If they win 12, I'm going to have to spend some more money, I guess. But at the end of the day, it is to wipe away. There's about $16 million in debt right now that are part of these veterans. And to your point, Jason, I think we live this great life. We have the ability to talk on the radio. We have the ability to watch the Masters. We have the ability to go out and lose to Mason Crosby in golf. We have the ability to do all these different things. And it's because of these veterans that we have that opportunity. We live in this wonderful land of the United States, and what better way to give back than to do a random act of kindness. Here's the great thing. They don't know they're going to be chosen. And so there are these individuals. They're going to get a letter from us that'll have Bryson's letterhead and Forgiveco and the Green Bay Packers. And it's going to say, we will wipe away all your debt. And it's a random act of kindness. We're just picking them out of a hat, if you will. We don't know who they are, but we're both really picking them out of a hat. And they'll get this letter. So veterans, if you're out there and you're chosen, it is a legitimate letter that we're sending you. And legitimately, we're paying it off. And it couldn't be a better feeling, guys. I'll tell you, it's a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Wow, it's almost like those. I'm a sucker for the surprise of a veteran who his family then is there at like a game when they do that kind of thing. Every time it gets me, and so this is a variation of that. I love
it. If you don't tear up at that, you're not a human. You know what I mean? That's for sure. You know,
right.
It's great, though. So this is part, Mark, you'll appreciate this. I spent some time with Mark Murphy and some of your former teammates this week, and we came into a long-term contract with long-term deal with the Green Bay Packers, multi-year deal. Mark, when you were there last time, we were part of the agreement, and we're back in the fold now. The technology that we're putting into that stadium in Lambeau and then the rest center is unheard of. I know you guys were talking about the draft. We put about $21.5 million in technology up in Green Bay, just so when the draft comes in, that the glut of people. I explained this to your peers in Milwaukee the other day. 300,000 people showing up in Green Bay. Like Mark, I don't know if you saw 300,000 people in 3 weekends, and you're the second biggest or third biggest at Lambeau Field, the third biggest stadium or the third biggest city in Green Bay or in Wisconsin when there's a game. That's how many people are going to show up over this weekend. It's incredible. So we're super excited about all the stuff we're doing with the Green Bay Packers, all the stuff that we're doing with the NFL draft, and certainly super excited about what we're doing with the veterans.
Well, Andy, I only have one more question because I'm glad to know that my Verizon phones will work even though there will be a glut of 300,000 people in town. What's with the Lions helmet in the background? You got Packers gear everywhere. Who gets special dispensation to have their Lions helmet in the background?
So, look, I don't know if you see the one over my head here.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to try to get all the bear. I wanted to get all the bear stuff out for you, Mark, but apparently I missed one. We sponsor all of the NFL, and I said this to Mark, and I said it to the Bears team when they called me after we made the announcement. I have 5 kids. I love all 5 of them, and you can have different favorites when you're in different areas. But we sponsor almost every team in the NFL, and. You know, I put people helmets up there. People I really really appreciate, and so there's a lot of good people up there. But look, I love the Packers right now, especially in southwestern Wisconsin, southeastern.
Well, and in fairness, there's 2 Packer helmets. I don't see 2 Lions or 2 Bears helmets.
True.
Like if we're being fair, so it's actually you are showing who your favorite is. You just maybe didn't do it intentionally.
I hid the other Bears on it, so.
Oh, okay. We appreciate the honesty.
Yeah. Well, look. I mean, in the future, I'll make sure I remove all my other stuff. But let's just talk about them. We can talk about the Masters too. Did you see that logo? We can go that route.
No, hey,
there you go, Jason. You and Jason can break that down later. That's great.
Hey, Jason, you did mention about your Verizon phone. I appreciate you. Every one of our customers out there, any one of you guys that want to go any of our stores in the Madison area, Milwaukee area, I think you were talking about Northern Illinois. We've got Northern Illinois as well covered, but some of these great promotions right now where almost every single device is free. So come into our stores. And more importantly, when you come in there up until Sunday, you can take your phone and do the proverbial QR code and sign up for this great trip from ESPN and Verizon up to the draft. We're taking 10 people and a guest with hotel accommodations. We'll bring you up from Milwaukee. You've got to go to Milwaukee, but we'll bring you up from Milwaukee, take you up there, enjoy the draft. I'll tell you, our setup there is going to be pretty awesome. You need to be on the stage to the left of where the young man comes out to get drafted, or in our hospitality on the other side. But it's going to be a pretty awesome experience for about 10 special guests of ours.
All right. Well, Andy, I'm not eligible for that, but maybe I'll swing by anyway if you'll let me in. I'll name check you today when I go to the Green Bay store. I'm going to tell them, Andy Brady said you could make me a really good deal because I need 4 new phones, 2 for the girls, 1 for Paula, 1 for me. So I'm going to drop your name, all right?
Tell you what, go in there right now. I'll give you a free device, Jason, on me.
Look at you. That's the way to send this off on a feel-good Friday, Andy. You just gave Wildy a free phone. He's happier than a clam.
Andy, thanks again for this and for what you and Forgive Co. are doing and with the Packers as well. We appreciate you, buddy. Thanks.
Gentlemen, thanks. Have a good weekend.
That is our Feel Good Friday, painted by Hallman Lindsay Paints, and that's it for us today. We'll be back on Monday. Have a great weekend. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.